Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. I am BBD. That is my good friend Dan Canobio. Dan, first time on the pregame in a couple weeks for you, right? How you doing?
Yeah, I had a few weeks off. I feel good. I had a few weeks off. Talking Yanks universe, welcome to my living room. Excited to have you in my living room. Started to watch the Yankees in my living room, although I might watch it in my room. I haven't decided yet. 10 o'clock game, late one. But Dan Rourke has been on the show. I love that. I love those. I enjoyed them all. Joe's has joined. Joe's is guessing homers. I mean, we're all contributing. This rotating cast that we have of Talking Yanks. I'm feeling good.
Everybody's
We're all doing well. We're all making our picks. We're all making our premonitions. Like Dan Rourke had like an insane premonition. I don't know if you remember that.
I remember that he had one. We've all just been hitting some crazy premos. I found out I'm doing weirdly very well on the over under. Of course, since I noticed that, I'm 0-2, but I was 10-6
and
I think
about
over unders. Now I'm thinking about it. Your over-unders are in a similar spot. You're 7-5 on the over-under now. So consider yourself jinxed. I don't know, a couple guys who would love to keep the good picks going on over-under. As a reminder, if this is your first time listening to the show, we will dissect the Yankees lineup. We will say what we're watching for. We will go over the pitching path to victory, which is huge. We will do the homer draft. We will do the over under. We will give our premonitions, and then we will stand up. Two questions for you. One, have you seen the Yankees lineup yet?
Yeah, I have it up open here. Let me stand up. I'm not wearing pants, David. So stand, Glenn. You're gonna want to stay the end.
Stay till the end. See if the channel gets taken down forever. My follow up question is: would you like to tell the people what the Yankees lineup is today?
Yes, I have it right in front of me. It's a beautiful graphic made by our Talking Yanks social team. Leading off, playing second base, Gleyber Torres. Batting second and in right field, Aaron Judge. DHing, Kenny Bang, Will He Bang, Willie Calhoun. Batting fourth, playing first base, DJ LeMahieu. Batting fifth in center, you got Harrison Bader. And you got Jake Bowers playing left. You got Isaiah kind of for left, but back at shortstop. Volpe gets the day off. Kyle Higashioka batting eighth and behind the dish, and then batting ninth, third baseman, Oswaldo Cabrera. No Rizzo, neck, long flight.
No Rizzo. No Volpe.
Interesting Volpe. Lineup.
Interesting
Calhoun
lineup.
Third.
I feel
third.
I feel like every time I go to look at it, it's I'm finding something new. Calhoun third, like, hadn't even registered to me. Until kind of just now. I did notice it earlier, but like threw that away because I've been thinking about, oh, IKS making his first shortstop appearance. Oswaldo's in there, but playing third, huh? Earlier this year, I think it would have been Oswaldo at short, IKF at third.
Wow. This thing needs to be studied. And luckily that's what we do here. Yeah, that's an Calhoun 3-4-5 of Calhoun LeMahieu Bader with Bowers behind it. It's just, didn't think you'd see that. In almost June,
didn't have that.
They're finding ways to win games.
Card.
Finding ways to win games, and also like it's their first West Coast trip of the year. They just played yesterday. There's no off day in between. That's a little rough. I mean, obviously, if you told me yesterday, do you think Rizzo will play despite all the good tests and all the good feedback? I was like, there's no way he's playing. No way they're going to play him in this game.
I think we said it on the main show. Like, I don't know, after they fly. I'm probably just going to sit him a day to be safe because that's just what the Yankees do. I don't know. Donaldson's on the way back. Have you seen any of his updates from the weekend?
He hit a 460-foot home run.
I know he's an interesting topic in Yankee world, but hey, hitting the shit out of the ball is hitting the shit out of the ball. I think he's healthy enough to come back and we'll see him pretty soon.
I don't think he's gonna hurt it, and I'm glad you brought it up because like we're seeing a lot of these guys. It was Florial, whether it was Bowers kind of going off at AAA. And I think people are starting to learn, or if they don't haven't learned already, like AAA numbers and MLB numbers, they just don't go like it's just two different things. Like it's two different levels. Just because a guy's raking at AAA doesn't mean he's going to hit in the majors. Look at Jake Bowers. He hasn't put anywhere close to his numbers. But just to see Donaldson healthy and to see his timing down is a good thing. And listen, he's going to be here. I mean, for a while we thought maybe he was getting the Ellsbury treatment from our friend David Rifkin. I saw a tweet about that. He's up and he's playing, and I'm sure he'll be in the lineup soon.
And we'll see if he like earns a lot of playing time. I hope he does. That would mean he's playing well. He might be getting a lot of playing time anyway, whether he's earned it or not. But if nothing else, that opens up at least like two more days a week to either get like DJ a day at first or a DH day. At this stage in DJ's career, it seems like we may need to get him rested a little more regularly. Hopefully he's turning a corner from his slump. I'm excited for some of that. I mean, Donaldson, as bad as the vibes were around him last year, he hit league average on the whole, and he played very, very plus defense. So there is room for a player like that with where the Yankees currently are.
There's going to be a lot of
excited about it or not.
There's going to be a lot of interesting moves in the next couple of days with all the roster movement, whether it's Donaldson coming back, whether Cabrera gets sent down. I mean, Stanton's soon. Good updates from Rodon, even though that's probably further away. But the roster is going to look a little different in like 7 to 10 days.
Yeah, Trevi, you'll be back. I know that one probably doesn't fall under the category of a major change, but he'll be back. It's cool.
Does that mean Rortvedt's gone?
That'll be the easy one, right?
Well, he's barely played since he's come up. He had that good debut.
Two starts, I think. Like
he had that awesome debut in Cincinnati. Like a guy can hit. I don't know. I know there's a big discussion going on with Higgy now too. I don't know if that's a big discussion, but other tweets that I've seen that I don't know if he's contributing as much as we thought in the past or much as we thought he would.
Yeah, I think it'll be a very interesting conversation. I think this winter or this early off season. I think they're going to keep all three around for this year, because at the end of the day, those are the three guys they like trust to catch right now in a big league game. So they're not going to just move on from one of them, I don't think. But in the off season, there's a chance Higgy's in arb. Maybe there's a world where they non-tender him and make Rortvedt the guy in platoon in the plan for next year's platoon, him and Trevi.
Higgy might be the longest tenured Yankee.
Certainly longest tenured in the organization, because he was drafted in 08. I guess it's still like, as far as on the MLB team, I think technically Sevy debuted first, but he might have come back now, because it was Aaron Hicks as far as consecutive days on the active roster, because Sevy was sent down in 2016. But yeah, Higgy debuted in 17, and he replaced was up and down for a few years and replaces Romine. That so.
Tom Ace, yes. Now it says Dan Canobio. I think you changed that.
I changed that. Found out.
Wow, you really are a producer extraordinaire, because I didn't even know you could change that. First of all, because I just use Jolly's password for my Zooms all the time. For when I do anything remote here, when I do my show Inside Boxing Live, I just use Jolly's login that I was given like the first day working at John Boy. So that's why you probably saw the name of Jolly Olive. I'm not Jolly Olive. I'm Jolly Olive's cousin Dan.
Yeah, I know. On the compound, Prizman uses my Zoom, so they have a running joke where he's David, which is hilarious because I don't even get to be David. There's I won't say it on the show.
Your name's David,
right? Wow, interesting. Chat's popping. I love all of you. We're having a nice late night.
Memorial Day late talking Yanks remote.
Yeah, we're getting a little kooky. We haven't even said what we're watching for, and I'm wondering if you've got something you're watching for.
I have a few. One of the things I'm watching for is first West Coast trip, first 10 o'clock start. Herman, of course, is my number one what to watch for. It's his first start back since the sticky stuff. How will he perform? They're going to probably have an eye on him even more so than in the past, even though he did get checked a few weeks before he got popped. So we're going to have all eyes on Domingo Herman, need him to put together a nice start and also do it without any sticky stuff on his hands or pine tar, alcohol, whatever the combination he was using in that game. So that's one of the things I'm looking for. Seattle's very hot, David. They've won 7 of 10. I know they're beating up on bad teams, but they're doing what they're supposed to do. They're 6-1 on this current homestand. J-Rod is going off. He's 14 for 30 on the homestand. Pitching staff is really good for the Mariners. They have given up the fewest amount of home runs in all of baseball, 41. As we know with the Yanks, they hit homers. The Yankees have hit 81 home runs, which is fourth in baseball. So that's a nice little fun matchup to watch. Yeah, those are my things to watch for Seattle. First look at Seattle. First West Coast trip, Domingo Herman.
Yeah, I with you on those, looking out for some sluggish cross-country flight play. You hope that they don't do that. And IKF making his first appearance at short this year. I think they might be projecting who's going down when Donaldson comes back, barring an injury.
Who do you think it is? Cabrera?
I think it's the guy playing third base tonight. That would be my leading bet, because there'll be a few more days until Stanton comes back at least. Let's call it another week, and they let Willie Calhoun and Bowers battle it out for one more week to see who survives. Right now, I would guess Willie is the leader, because he's been hitting at least a little bit. He's got some fun butter knifing you can do to him. Kyle was talking about some stats he was pulling up. He actually didn't give any of them. He just said, like, butter knifing Willie's a good time if you're looking for it.
He's been hitting when he gets his chances. I know, like, what is he like? I saw a stat. He was like statistically the worst player in baseball, Willie Calhoun. I don't think he's not been horrible. He hasn't been great. He's been, you know, he's had a few big hits, a few big homers.
His since May 2nd, he has started 14 games. He's 13 for 50. So that's a clean 260 batting average. That's easy math to do.
Pretty happy.
Nine walks. Has he been hit by a pitch? Hasn't been hit by a pitch. A little surprising. And it's an 873 OPS in nearly a month of play. So good for Willie Calhoun being at least a little bit productive.
That's good enough to be a three hitter in Yankees lineup. Let's go.
Yeah, that'll be, I think, a question that comes up for Booney, because
tomorrow
they're dropping a lefty in the three hole who probably doesn't belong in the three hole.
But Bryce,
I think his counter is going to be that Willie has been hitting lately, and they like the way he looks against right-handed pitching, and
yeah,
whatever. If he gets a hit tonight, I guess we scrap the question. But it's on the Miller's mind. Pitching.
Yeah, for sure. Well, guys are going to talk to Boone, I'm sure, this week, tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll be a little later tomorrow. PSA to the people. Boone's on the West Coast. We're recording at 1:30 Eastern time. So,
like that, we'll be back in the office tomorrow. Bryce Miller is starting for the Mariners tonight. I looked up some of his stats. Very good-looking young pitcher here. He's gone six innings or more in all five of his starts. Pitched well against Houston and Atlanta. Obviously, he's racked up wins against the A's as well, doing his job. But how about this? 28 strikeouts, 3 walks. So this guy's around the plate. He throws strikes. Pitched against some good lineups with Houston and the Braves, so that's interesting to keep an eye on. And he's a righty, so I can see how Calhoun snuck into the lineup. Didn't think he'd be batting third. And Dewey in the chat addressed the lineup. That's what we do in our first segment of the show. We do address the lineup, and we said it was a weird one, but we've seen a lot of weird Yankee lineups this year, right? And they somehow score 4, 5, 6 runs. Scoring runs has not been an issue with this team this year.
It does feel like a lot of the times, this is just going back the last several years, the lineups that get the most complaints and the most, like, what are we doing? Those ones, they turn in like a 9-run night. So that's baseball Susan a little bit.
On a West Coast trip, man. It's the first game of West Coast trip, no day off. I was expecting weirdness, just like this weird pregame show that we're doing. I'm not wearing pants. Am I wearing pants? I don't know. I'm in my kitchen.
I'm not wearing pants, wearing shorts.
But the jersey is mint.
Mint jersey. You're going to see a lot more of this in, what, like a month? I think Ball and Place beginning. That's not a secret. And I've worn this on here before, so not a secret that I'll be on Hook, Line, Sinkers for that.
We love the Hook, Line, Sinkers. Guys, huge game. JM Warehouse, check it out. We're down to the remaining few teams left in the BB3.
You guys can use all the tomorrow's support. Game, right?
Yeah. We're playing, what are we playing? We're playing Forgotten.
Yes. That's a big one.
Big game. Okay. Me and Drew Davis versus Trev Plouffe. Did everyone ever call him Trev Plouffe? Trev Plouffe and Dan Rourke. Not Dan O'Rourke, my dad says sometimes.
He should be a Dan.
Where's O'Rourke?
He's a gem. I love that guy. Amazing. Pitching path to victory.
Let's path it, David.
Let's path it. Domingo Germán is on the bump. He's a guy who has given some length at times this year. And in my head, the only guy who's a straight up, like under no circumstances available, is probably Clay Holmes. He's pitched the last 2 days. I think he's out for tonight. Wandy, I guess, in an ideal world, they'd like to stay away from him, but he's definitely
24
available.
Bullets on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. I guess for whatever reason, Mike King's 22 pitches on Saturday doesn't make me feel the same way. I think they would go to Mike King tonight if they needed to. So let's say, do we pencil in Domingo for six?
He's fresh. I think you can do that. He's very fresh. I don't think they'll have any restrictions on him.
Ideally, we're pathing a victory. In an ideal world, he's able to give us some more. He's a guy who's certainly capable of going seven. I'm not sure he's a guy we can go into a PP to V and pencil in for seven. So let's call it six, and let's pretend I didn't say PP to V.
I didn't follow that.
Sounds so sexual. So that gives us six innings to work with, or three innings to work with after his six. I'd love to say Mike King gets the last two. Is that what we think will happen?
Yeah, if you go backwards, let's say Peralta gets the ninth.
I like Wandy for the ninth, and then
go backwards.
So Wandy for the ninth, King for seven and eight.
In an ideal world, this would be they use three pitchers tonight. And, you know, they overcome a weird lineup with three of our better arms or two of our better arms out of the pen. Interesting. I haven't really dug deep on King to see. Have they been using King in just one inning, or is it every time King's in, it's two?
Last game he pitched on Saturday, technically it was he got three outs, but he did an up down, like he pitched parts of two innings. And they went to Peralta early because lefty was coming up. I didn't necessarily hate it. It's not what I would have done. I would have let King keep going, but it worked out on Saturday.
Would not be shocked if Albert Abreu gets in this game. He hasn't thrown since Thursday.
Can't pretend to be surprised if it happens.
He might be first guy out of the pen.
Yeah, if Domingo doesn't get through six, I think it's a lock that we see Albert Abreu at some point in this one. Ideally, the Yankees can put together some runs. They'd be the first to really do that against Bryce Miller, but ideally they do that, and they just go Domingo to Matt Crook. He makes his MLB debut, has some fun
right,
doing
the Crookster.
It. The Crookster is here. He's on the Yankees, active. Ryan Weber 3 days ago threw 50 bullets, so probably not going to see him tonight, but he'll be back on the menu tomorrow in the event of a blowout.
The web dog.
He's always loose.
He'll give you 80 tonight if he needs to, even though he threw 50 on Friday.
Yeah, who am I kidding? Web dog's
what do you
available.
Think Ian Hamilton's doing right now.
I don't think we're at liberty to discuss.
Yeah, he's probably running.
He's somewhere in a basement.
He's got a man.
Maybe like a, I thought maybe he's in like a hot tub getting like after like a rigorous workout to get back on the mound.
Yeah. He, we should get like a real update on him soon, right? It's been almost 2 weeks. That was
tough. That was a tough one. He went out, they said a month. It's been 2 weeks.
Said four. We should, so we should get like a,
about Canely.
Like a he threw, right? Canely, I think they're gonna have him pitch another rehab game tomorrow.
That's gonna be a boost. That's gonna be a major boost when he comes back, both like on the, in the bullpen, on the team. Players love him. I think he's been in the dugout the whole time or with the team for a lot of
good
the
amount.
Season.
I think besides like obviously this last like week that he's been on the rehab, but I know he did an up down and Boone had said like they wanted him to pitch across 2 innings. I don't think he's gotten more than 4 outs yet. So I'm guessing it's going to be like a 4 or 5 out appearance on Tuesday tomorrow. And then maybe we see him for that Dodgers series and we will see Matt Crook get used before they have to send him down for Canely. I assume that'll be,
they don't bring these guys up
the roster.
Right. They don't bring up these crooks, these Nick Martinez's, these web dogs. Like when they come up, you're getting in the game and you're throwing bullets. Like you're coming up, you're pitching.
They use Nick Ramirez back to back nights when they knew Vasquez was going to come up the next day.
Get your money's worth.
That is the pitching path to victory. That brings us to the second half of the show, which might get a little bit speed run.
Let's go. Let's speed through it. Game 7.
The second half begins with the Homer
draft.
It's the Homer draft. Last series, I took home the dub against Dan Rourke. Did he get on the board? I don't think he did. Aaron Judge, 2-homer game. No, Glaber, 2-homer game, rather. Got me on the board. I believe you have the honors for the first pick of this one.
I'm going with Slick Willie Calhoun in the 3-hole lefty. He's going to bang. Willie is going to bang. He's going to hit a screamer down the right field line at the stadium that they used to call Safeco, which they don't anymore.
Mm.
What's the name of the place? What do they call it?
T-Mobile Park, I believe.
That's correct. All-Star game this year.
Yeah, we'll, I think some amount of us are going there. I still haven't really been told. We might know soon.
We might not be going.
Yeah, it's going to be a weird trip this year. Jimmy's having a baby, so he won't be there. I know that much. Checking on what the over-under line's about to be. So that's exciting.
You might see me walking through Seattle with a tiny mic asking you questions. Did you see the most controversial take video?
I did see it too. I believe you or Mitch had shown me the most controversial take in there. So
check it out on Instagram.
Excited,
folks,
for that one to come out.
Check it out on Instagram. No spoilers.
So I have 2 picks available to me. Aaron Judge is available. We're in Seattle. I just went on a program with a couple youthful Yankee fans, and they asked for 1 home run prediction, and I picked Aaron Judge.
Nice.
So I will continue with that pick and take him. Don't want to go a series without having used him. With my second pick, let's grab DJ LeMahieu. Has a homer robbed yesterday. I don't know if you checked that one out.
Yeah, I saw. I was watching.
Crazy catch by Trent Grisham. Like that for Trent. Hate that for DJ. He could have used that homer. He's been seeing the ball a little better after this weekend. So hopefully he can be full-blown breaking out of it. And another homer would just be really cool. So I have Aaron Judge and DJ LeMahieu. You have Willie Calhoun and
Jake Bowers. I'm going back to these two guys that got me probably the craziest homer draft pick of all time. They hit in the same inning, I believe. Last time I had both these guys, Calhoun, Jake Bowers, going with the lefties. Bowers hits another screamer down the line. Maybe in the same inning, maybe not. But Bowers and Calhoun lock it up.
Ooh, you know what? I got to check one thing. Is this? This is a Jake Bowers revenge series. Fuck.
Yeah. He played for them.
He played for them.
That's the meaning of revenge series.
72 games in 2021.
How many
two big homers flies? There?
Two? Oh.
Two homers in 2021. Traded for, or was he traded from Cleveland to there? For a player to be named later, that became Damon Cassetta Stubbs, who's not in my book.
Oh.
23-year-old. In what organization is he in? Oh, he's an indie ball now. Tough draw for Damon Cassetta Stubbs, who was traded for Jake Bowers from Cleveland, from Seattle.
Oh, the name, though. Great name.
So it's a cool name. Right. That brings us to the over-under. Do you have a guess on tonight's line? Have you checked it out on the DraftKings Sportsbook?
I have not. I haven't checked it. 6.5 is my guess.
The line tonight is 7.5.
Okay.
7.5.
With this lineup, Miller's pretty good. I'm smelling under. I really am. I usually like overs, but my inkling is feeling underish.
Everything inside me is screaming the under. But when I just talked to those boys, they also asked for a score prediction. And I had said, Domingo gives us a nice 7 innings. He gets clipped for a 2-run shot, sure. So he gives up 2, but the Yankees themselves score 8, or score 7. Say the right number. I had said 6. I had said 6-2 final. So that would be an over on this line. And what am I going to change a prediction I made an hour ago?
No,
just because I looked into the facts of the situation a little more.
No,
I have to go with an over, because that prediction was my honest feelings that I told those boys, and so I will go with the over. So one of us is in line for some happy feelings coming out of this one, and it's always, again, it's always these lineups that you feel like there's no reason to believe in, that tend to pull out a big scoring performance. So
yeah. All right. Yeah.
That brings us to the final segment of the show, which is premonitions. I'm going to try to see what I'm seeing. But if you've got something on your heart, I'm all ears.
Yeah. I think Willie Calhoun gets beamed tonight.
Willie Calhoun gets his first hit by pitch. Huh?
First hit by pitch of the season. He wears one right in the breadbasket. And then he laughs. They show the bench. Bench laughs. And a nice little chuckle. And then he goes over first.
They all share a laugh about it.
I don't know why they'd be laughing, but
it was like
it could come at the end
ball.
Of a laugher. Curveball, yeah, curveball in the gut.
That'd be nice.
Curveball in the gut.
I think I found mine. There's definitely a chance that I'm just trying to speak it into existence, but manifest it. There's a chance this is me trying to manifest it. Coming off of one of the worst throws I've seen, I think Harrison Bader has a good throw tonight. I don't know if he ultimately gets the guy, but he's like, he will make a good throw to a base.
Bader gets excited, man. He seems like an emotional guy, plays with a lot of emotions and his heart sleeve out there. With emotions on his sleeves. That's what I think. That's the phrase. I always mess up phrases.
I've messed up a phrase. So that's all right.
It's all right. He's the guy that, like, in college, I would throw it and then do like the front flip. There was always one guy on like a team that did that. That was an airmail and a half. But yeah, I like that pick. He usually is a very accurate, has a very accurate arm. Like that. I really like that a lot.
He's a strong defender, man. And he owes us a highlight now. So. Everybody enjoy the baseball. Subscribe if you haven't. Channel's been climbing. 55K subs. Follow everything. Right. Enjoy the baseball. Enjoy each other.
One last thing, BBD. Who wins? Celtics, Heat.
Celtics.
Tonight?
That it's is like tonight. Right now. I think tip-off's just about to happen. I'll be checking that out until the Yankees get rolling in about an hour here. So. I think I'm rooting for Miami because that's the funniest way it ends. But
that would be great.
You do all this and then Miami just wins. All right. And I don't like the Celtics. It's been a weird series to observe.
Heat all day.
Go Yanks, baby.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.